It's mid-March and I'm hunkered down next to a hemlock tree, deep in the forested hills of the Finger Lakes region here in upstate New York. It's a miserably cold, windy, gusty day. When is spring finally going to show its face? I mean, come on, it's halfway through March. Old man Winter, please loosen your grip. Hey, chickadees overhead. I think they're laughing at me. Ha! You miserable human. Us chickadees aren't bothered by the cold, so what's your problem? Stop complaining, because you know as well as we do that spring is just around the corner. This is nature recordist Lang Elliott. Thank you for joining me today for Spring Unfolding, a special Earth Day 2019 episode of my Music of Nature podcast series, recorded in 3D binaural sound. Please wear headphones for an incredibly immersive listening experience. Well, it turns out that the chickadees were right. On a rainy night at the end of March, it's finally warm enough to awaken the frog tribe. And as you may expect, I'm out there in the thick of it, soaking wet, standing next to a marshy swamp. I feel so incredibly grateful to hear my first spring peepers of the year, their bird-like chirps adding some sparkle to the soothing sound of the rain. But there's something missing. Why don't I also hear the cackles of wood frogs? I know they breed in this swamp, but where are they? Taking the advice of the chickadees, I decide to exercise a little patience. And sure enough, within just a few minutes, several wood frogs start cackling, and soon there's quite a spirited chorus. The sounds of the frogs prove to me that spring has indeed begun in earnest. But there's even more happening on this magical night. The spotted salamanders are on the move. I know because I'm watching one, crawling slowly through the wet leaves near my feet as it makes its way to the swamp to breed. Closing my eyes, I listen to the frog chorus and imagine the mating dance of the salamanders quietly taking place underwater as the frogs clamor loudly on the surface. Such an elixir of sound stirring this swampy cauldron, enlivened by the salamanders gathering in writhing masses just inches below their brethren on this supercharged, explosive night of pure amphibian bliss. It's now early April, and more cold and windy weather has arrived. But one morning I discover a migrating fox sparrow singing loudly from shrubs at the edge of my yard. Hey, this is almost the same spot where I heard one last year. How nice to encounter this musical interloper, who is on his way north, probably to breed in the Canadian North Woods. Wherever you're headed, I wish you safe travels, my feathered friend. A couple of days later, on a nice sunny morning, I hear another interloper, a white-throated sparrow, giving clear, wavering whistles. How sweet. Perhaps he's headed to the Adirondack region, where they commonly breed, or else to points further north.